Today is Friday, April 23rd, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So it is a Friday. We have a state of the station tonight. I'll lead with that. So if you're listening to this, I know most of you listen. Okay, listen. In fact, we've got a voicemail, and I just happened to read the transcript. So I'm going to go ahead and play this voicemail, and then we'll talk about it. Because I was going to talk about when I record my show.
Hey, this is Tony in Illinois calling.
Hey, Tony.
I just have a quick question. When approximately do you like record your podcast, and
yeah,
when do you actually upload them? Because I am always a day behind. Like today is Friday at 4:09 p.m. Central Time, and I'm catching yesterday's because today's isn't up yet, I guess. Yeah. So I'm just kind of wondering when, about what time do you actually post your podcast or, okay, that's all.
All right. Well, thanks for the call again. You know, that is a common question slash complaint that I get. Not that you were complaining. I don't think you were complaining at all, but I record. So it's a personal journal. I consider it to be a personal journal podcast. So a lot of times I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry, everyone, if it's not entertaining, because literally this is just my life on a plate. You know, I'm just talking about boring, mundane, everyday crap, you know, whatever it is. I crabgrass or whatever, you know, whatever the case is. I don't really have segments. I've tried to do segments in the past, but I don't know. It becomes work, and then I have other podcasts that I do that are more segmentized and more entertainment. So anyway, to answer your question, so bottom line is, I say the date as kind of a, this is the day that I in my life that I'm recording this, and you know, more of a to mark the day that I'm recording it on. A lot of shows will record a show for a specific day, but they release it very early in the morning on that day so that when people are, you know, commuting or whatever the case may be. I mean, I guess, I don't know, do we commute during COVID? They can listen to them. So one example of that is Big Fatty. Big Fatty does his show, but he records it the day before. So he does a Monday through Friday podcast. That's when it's released, Monday through Friday. But he actually records them the day before or the evening before, actually quite early. I think he records it about 5 o'clock in the afternoon the day before. And then he sets it to release around midnight or something like that so that people get it on the day. This is a very long explanation. What I do is I record them and release them immediately. And I record them on the day. So whatever day that I say it is, today is Friday. Like I said at the beginning, that's when I recorded it. That's also when I'm releasing it. And generally, I'm Central Time. So I work until about 5 o'clock. Some days I work until 6 o'clock. And my normal schedule is I record right after my work ends. So I use the same, now that I'm working from home, I use the same monitor for my work as I do for my personal. So I'll switch about 5 o'clock, 5:15, I'll switch the monitor over into personal mode and make sure all my, and I use the same audio equipment for my Zoom calls and all that kind of stuff. So I switch all that over. It's connected, so it doesn't really take, I don't have to really do anything to switch all that over. It's always connected. But, and then I generally, the first thing I do is record the show, and it takes me about, it's about a 12 to 15 minute show. So I'm usually done recording about 5:30, 5:45, sometimes 6. And then I edit, and I don't do a whole lot of editing, and it's gotten a lot easier. I've figured out, Daniel and I have figured out how to do templates and stuff like that in Adobe Audition. So I drag my file into a predefined template, and it's even easier. So it probably only takes me, I don't know, 5 or 10 minutes to do the editing. And then if I make a mistake or something and I have to cut something out or whatever, it may take a little bit longer. So bottom line is, usually I'm posting it around 6 or 6:30 East Central. I don't know why I said Eastern. Now, there are days when I work late. There are days when I have other things. There are also days when I've done this before. I'm getting so old. There are days when I record and then I think, oh, I've got to run downstairs and cook XYZ. I'll post it from my phone. And then I forget to post it. And so then I'll get a tweet from someone like Gary or Big Fatty or someone saying, hey, when are you going to, or Auntie Scott, formerly known as Auntie Vera Charles, will say in the Discord, in the level 13 Discord, where's Geeky Gay? And then I'll go, oh crap, I didn't post it. And then I'll go, but generally, I mean, 9 times out of 10, I aim for around 6 o'clock, 6 or 6:30. But I don't have a set schedule because it really all depends on when did I finish working? Did I have anything else to do? Now, what I could do, I suppose, and I only want to record Monday through Friday. I don't want to record on the weekends. I'm trying not to do podcasting on the weekends anymore so that I have those to do whatever. So I only record podcasts during the week. So I only edit. I only do all that. So the weekend is, you know, left for other things. And so I can't really do what Fatty does because I don't want to record on Sundays. And so I could do a Tuesday through Saturday podcast. I could record on Monday, but actually release it at midnight like Fatty does. I don't know. I just never thought it was a big deal for people. But that's what I do. Yeah. It's a little bit different every day, depending on, like, we had a, I'll talk about it in a second, but we had a cleaning lady come over to do an estimate for us, and she needed to come at 5. And normally I would be recording about 5, so I had to spend about 15 minutes with her, and I started recording about 5:15 today. So there you go. That is probably more than you ever wanted to know, more than you ever wanted to know about it. We have one more voicemail. We'll go ahead and wrap up the voicemail inbox for the week and have a clean slate for Monday. So let's listen to that.
Hello, Adam.
Hello.
It's Dennis from Falls Church.
Oh, hi, Dennis.
I have not listened to your show all week.
Oh.
I had my second Pfizer COVID shot on Monday night at 6 p.m.
Oh.
And I've been sick in bed ever since with the side effects. It hasn't been pleasant. That's all I have.
I'm not laughing at you.
Hope you're well. Look forward to listening to your shows this week soon. Talk later. Bye.
Well, I thank you for your call, Dennis. I'm not laughing at you. I'm just laughing. I'm laughing with you because I also had some symptoms, although they only lasted about a day and a half for me. And they weren't bad. I wasn't bedridden, but I did have a little bit of a headache. I felt tired. I had the chills, and I would go between, like, I don't know, menopause type hot flashes to chills. I didn't actually take my temperature, so I don't know if I was actually running a fever, but so I know I had that. And I guess that means you and I have really aggressive immune systems, you know? And that's good. I'm just making all this shit up. I'm not a doctor. Don't listen to me. But, you know, if you want to think of it this way, you can think, oh, well, I have a really good immune system and it's kicking me in the butt. But that means it's going to be super immune. And there's no way that I'm going to get COVID now because I have such a great immune system. I don't know. But I'm sorry. I hope you get to feeling better. You should feel better soon. If it's lasted all week, let's see, you called yesterday, I think. And if you were still feeling bad yesterday, that was already 3 days of not feeling good. So most people, it only, the ill side effects or the side effects of everything only last maybe a couple of days. So you should be, by the weekend, you'll be great. Tomorrow, you'll feel great. You won't even listen to this until next week, probably. But anyway, so there we go. We answered our voicemails. Before I started those voicemails, I was letting people know we have a state of the station tonight for Pride 48. We're going to make some announcements to let everyone know what is going to go on this year in Pride 48. And I know there are people who are interested in that, so you'll want to join that. It is at 9:30 Eastern at pride48.com. You can go to pride48.com and you can click on the, there's a little, it's not the best play button player thing. I keep looking around for a good player to embed on the website, and I haven't been able to find a good player, and I don't want to code one myself because it's a pain in the butt. And so I keep looking for ones that already exist, but none of them are very good, and none of them fit in with the theme of the website very well. So if you're on a mobile, it kind of shrinks up and blocks things. If you're like, it's weird, and it's not the best solution in the world anyway. We are agile around here. We iterate. But what I was going to say is you can go to pride48.com, click the play button at the top of the screen where it says listen live, I think is what it says. Or you can go to TuneIn Radio, and there's an app that you can download on your phone. There is also a website. So you can just Google TuneIn Radio, and you can search for Pride 48 once you go there, and it will give you a way. And it plays a little commercial at the beginning, but it is the most stable way of listening. There are other websites that syndicate Pride 48. Pride 48 is syndicated. I found that out the other day. There are other places that restream the Pride 48 stream. I don't know if they restream it, but they embed it. You can play it from their site. There's a place called onlineradiobox.com, and you can search for Pride 48. I've not tested it, so who knows? There's another one called Streamitter. Streamitter. And all of those have, so TuneIn, Online Radio Box, and Streamitter all have Pride 48 stations. And then you can also go to the website. We also have a chat room. So if you're in the chat room, you can, sometimes we may play the audio in the chat itself. And you can click on the chat button. So there are lots of ways. So yeah, we had a, we had cleaning lady come over because we're thinking about getting a cleaning lady, and she walked around the house, and I kind of said, hey, you know, we're definitely interested in a deep clean. Cause Mark said, well, should we really pay for a frequent thing, or should we just do maybe once every quarter and get the baseboards and the windows and the things we don't want to clean, you know, the blinds and all that kind of stuff, do a really good vacuum, dust, sweep, mop. And then we do a light cleaning for, you know, every a couple of weeks. Or do we really want to do it often? So she walked around, looked at the house. And so she's going to text me an estimate for a couple of different options. One would be just a quarterly. One would be a quarterly with a monthly. One would be just a monthly. And one might be every couple of weeks or something. So I said, just give us the rates for the... Because, you know, I mean, a deep clean, obviously... If they're not cleaning on a regular basis, I assume it's a little more expensive because they're not keeping it clean. When I'm assuming when cleaning folks start cleaning, if they do a good job, when they come back the next time, it gets easier and easier each time because they've already done a base level of cleaning. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. Yesterday, nothing to report. Yesterday, we had pork and corn on the cob and roasted asparagus, which was really good. I tried to make a little salad with Boston lettuce and some cut up green apple and a little vinegar just for some crunch. And that didn't turn out as good as I wanted it to. So I was in a hurry. I'm going to try that again. See if I can make a little side salad to go with stuff. Tonight, I think we're going to have eggs and cauliflower rice. We normally have real rice with our eggs. I'm not going to have bacon. I'm going to have Canadian bacon because tomorrow's weigh-in day and anything I can do. And then, to take off an extra 0.5 of a pound or something, 0.3 of a pound before tomorrow. And I have a State of the Station tonight, which I already talked about, and then Mix Minus later. So, and the weekend is completely clear. I don't have anything. I have to take the baseball glove back for my mom because she couldn't do it. the things I do for my parents. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Have a good weekend, everyone. I'll talk to you on Monday. Bye. This show is part of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.